beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and my podcast is Holistic Healing and Happiness, because everything is connected, mind, body and soul, which is the holistic. Healing comes when we connect into all of that vibration, and then we raise the vibration, which leads to the happiness, so we can go shine out onto the world. Today I'm coming to you with 12 ways you can love yourself, now and always. First and foremost, what we need to do is we need to stop all criticism. Oh my goodness, criticism never changes a thing. Refuse to criticize yourself now, in this moment. Please stop criticizing yourself. Accept yourself for exactly who you are. Everybody changes. When you criticize yourself, you change into the negative. When you approve of yourself, you change into the positive. So let's start loving on ourselves. Let's start embracing each day as the beautiful teaching and learning experience that it is. Secondly, I want you to forgive yourself. Let go of the past. You did the best you could do at the time with the understanding and awareness and the knowledge you had. Now you are growing and changing, and you will live life differently. So embrace it and forgive yourself. The past has happened. Tomorrow is the beautiful new chapter that you can write for yourself. Step three. Don't scare yourself. Stop terrorizing yourself with your thoughts. My goodness. Because I know I've done this in the past. And now I catch myself when I do it. It's a dreadful way to live. Find a mental image that gives you pleasure and immediately switch a scary thought to a pleasant thought. We all have the ability to do this, but we need to understand that. I always say to my clients, think of your thoughts like a tennis match that you're playing with yourself. Do you want to keep that thought, or do you want to whack it back if you don't want that thought anymore? Fourthly, I want you to be gentle and kind and patient. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind with yourself. Be patient with yourself as you learn new ways of thinking. Treat yourself as you would treat anyone you really love. Again, the age-old saying, would you say that to your friend, what you're thinking about yourself? Would you say it to someone you love, what you're thinking about yourself? 9 times out of 10, the answer is not a hope. Oh my God, that would be so hurtful. That would be so unkind. Then why are you doing it to yourself? Fifthly, I want you to be kind to your mind. Self-hatred is hating your own thoughts. Don't hate yourself for having the thoughts. Gently change the thoughts to more life-affirming ones. Again, be kind to yourself. Do negative thoughts still float into my reality? Of course they do. I'm human. I'm not going to sit there and go, you're a failure now, Leanne. Oh my God, look at you. You're having these negative thoughts, you know, quilt over your head. That's it, down and out. No, I now have the awareness to catch myself. And I now go, I don't want that thought. Hit it like a ball and go, get out of here. But 9 times out of 10, when those negative thoughts start to come into my head, I have to feel into the vibration of, why are they coming in? What am I surrounding myself that could be making me feel this way or think this way? What am I watching? What am I reading? So again, bring that into your awareness to see, is there things that you can start to filter out now that could be bringing more and more negativity into your life? Because you don't want that. And it's not that you're being hard on yourself. Again, you're opening your awareness up to filter what is serving you and what isn't serving you. Number six is to praise yourself. Criticism breaks down your inner spirit. Praise builds it up. So praise yourself as much as you can. Tell yourself how well you are doing with every little thing. Sometimes we find that so hard to praise ourselves. Praise yourself as if you're envisioning your beautiful inner child. How you would praise that 7-year-old within you. If you feel it, you find it hard to do as an adult. But you should be able to praise yourself. If you get up every morning, if you go out, and whatever it is that you do to the highest vibration that you can do, be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself on days that you feel you can show up. At the end of the day, life is hard, but by you showing up every single day in the capacity that you can, be proud of it. Number 7 is to support yourself. Find ways to support yourself. Reach out to friends and allow them to help you. It is being strong to ask for help when you need it. So much of us go by life suffering, not willing to ask for help. It shows your strength by asking for help. It is not a weakness. Whether it's you go to a doctor, a counsellor, you ring your parents, you ring a friend, whatever the case may be. It is not an act of weakness by you looking for support and help. And again, look at it as the strength of you're willing to work on yourself. We don't have all the answers. That's why we go get support. That's why we go get coaching. That's why we go get teachers. That's why we go to the counsellors, the doctors, and all of that. We don't know all the answers. But know that you're worthy enough of the help and support that you're going to receive. So reach out. Number 8 is to be loving to your negativity. Acknowledge that you created them to fulfill a need. Now you are finding a new and positive way to fulfill your needs. Lovingly release old negative patterns that aren't serving you anymore. Number 9, I want you to take care of your body. Learn about nutrition. What kind of fuel does your body need in order to have optimum energy and vitality? Learn about exercise. What kind of exercise do you enjoy? Cherish your body like the beautiful temple it is. Of course, live in balance. At the end of the day, have treats. Do what you want, but feel into the vibration of how do I feel afterwards. I'm all about the 80-20 rule. 80% I am a goddess nourishing my temple. And 20% sometimes my witchiness comes out, where she loves to live a bit boldly, eat the foods, drink the drinks, do all those. But again, I choose that. You can live your life 100% nourishing your goddess or god temple. Yay you. But if you can even come to an 80-20 rule, that will serve you as you go through your day, so that you're never hard on yourself and never speak negatively to yourself about the foods you're putting into your body, or to go into a negative frame of mind. Again, we're here to raise your vibration. Number 10 is to have fun. Remember the things that give you joy as a child and incorporate them into your life now. Find a way to have fun with everything you do. Let yourself express the joy of living. Smile, laugh, rejoice, and the universe rejoices with you. Again, what used to spark you with joy when you were a kid? Was it colouring? Was it doing cartwheels? Was it dancing? Do it now. You're the only one limiting yourself. Number 11 is to love yourself. Do it right now. Don't wait until you get well or lose weight or get the job or find the relationships. Begin loving yourself now and do the best you can. Look in that mirror, look deep into your eyes and affirm, I love myself. I am worthy of my love and I appreciate myself. And 12 is doing the mirror work by looking into your eyes, expressing and growing the sense of love you have for yourself. Forgive yourself while looking into the mirror. Talk even to people as you look into the mirror, and forgive them if needs be. You are the most beautiful, unique person there is on this planet, and you are deserving of the love that is flowing to and through you. These are my 12 little ways that you can love yourself now and as you move forward. I hope these help you as you move through the vibrations of your life. Listen to this over and over again if you need a gentle reminder. And again, if you felt this helped you today, please feel free to share it with someone else as it might help them. Leave a comment, reach out to me. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. And as always, I'm sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. Have the most beautiful, blessed rest of your day.